Hello, everybody. Hey, Benjamin. Hi, everybody. Today's not going to be a very long one. My whole family's in the other room, by the way, so there will be no weak words spoken, but there will be some sounds. The sounds of children playing and possibly crying. Hi. So this is called The Devil Went Down to Georgia, and I got to give props to the person who came up with this idea, Quantum of Conscience. Just did a video called The Devil Went Down to Georgia. And it's fascinating. And I'm just going to reiterate some of the main points he made and talk about what that song means. I'm also going to really just put the nail in the coffin of the heliocentric model. And because I posted some stuff and people are... I understand that you go through the stages of grief when you realize that you've been lied to. Hey, love, will you take that? Thanks. When you realize you've been lied to on that level, and but just do it on your own page. You're gonna feel anger. You're gonna bargain. You're gonna all this stuff. I understand, but my page isn't the place for it. This is the absolute proof, and you never have to say another thing about it. That the Earth is not spinning around the sun. And then we'll just let it go. And people get so mad. I get it. You're going through grief. You're mourning grief. Ready? What people forget is that it's not a circle around the sun. Even if it was a circle, it'd still be impossible. But it's an ellipse, which means that it changes speed. And unlike the evolution lie, where you can just keep adding billions of years, but the billions and billions of years, and but it's 1 year. That's a fixed amount of time and a fixed amount of speed. The length of Earth's trajectories around the sun is 940 million kilometers. Thus, the Earth travels about 107,000 kilometers per hour. This means that our planet moves around the sun at an average speed of 30 kilometers per second, or Mach 88. 88 times the speed of sound. So let that sink in. Earth speed, this is the kicker. Earth speed is not constant as the Earth orbits elliptical orbit. Let that sink in. If you're going 66,000 miles an hour and you change 1% of your speed, and in this model it's significantly more than 1%, well, you wouldn't even feel it. No, just listen. It's a fixed amount of time. It's 1 year. If you change 1%, that's 660 miles an hour. That would liquefy all flesh. If you change 1 mile an hour, I challenge you to walk on a treadmill at 1 mile an hour and tell a friend to randomly unplug it. You will trip and you will fall down. I challenge you to hold a coffee that's full to the brim as you drive down the street at 60 miles an hour and just tap on the brake to go 59. The coffee will spill. When you're going 88 times the speed of sound and you have to change speeds, you would feel it. Now, even if the psychotic people going through the stages of mourning want to say, oh, no, but you go 1 mile an hour to 0.97 miles an hour. You would be able to measure it. Can't have it both ways, guys. Not only would you can do the math on it because the ellipse is fixed and the time is fixed. 1 year. And you can check out the math of the ellipse. There is a change of speed every year. At minimum, twice a year, at minimum. The way an ellipse works, zoom, zoom, zoom. Okay, you can break that down into any fraction you want. It's still one fixed year. Not only would you feel it, it would kill you, but forget all that. You could measure it. You could measure it. And if you don't think you could measure a change in speed, you're lying. Look at a swimming pool. Look at any water. If you just go like this, ripple, ripple, ripple. My ladle's overflowing. Yeah, it's over. Guys, this heliocentric model is over. The Earth changes speed going around the sun at Mach 88. And that's why they sent in Einstein to say, hey, it's all relative. No, it isn't. If you're going 66,000 miles per hour and there is any change whatsoever in speed, you would feel it. Forget about 1,000 mile an hour spin, how that couldn't operate a plane, or you couldn't forget. Just this is it. You need no more explanation. If you're going one, not 66,000, 1 mile per hour, and it goes to zero from one, you would trip. And listen, I'm not here to, I've heard the arguments. I hear the arguments all the time. I could read you hundreds of them, of cognitive dissonance, of people being like, one of the biggest things you'll hear is anger. They're going through the stages of grief. I don't know if you realize that. That's what it is. I deal with this all the time. It's one reason why my banhammer is so intense. It's grief. They'll get mad at me. They'll say, you, sir, how dare you? I mean, it's so easy to understand. Even an idiot could, LOL. I mean, inertia, a vortex, man, that's grief. And then they'll bargain. Well, it could be that it just keep, and then depression. Well, what do we do now? I mean, my whole childhood, just stop. It's not that big a deal. It's more beautiful that it isn't spinning endlessly around the sun. It's way better. It's just like, and this is one of those torpedoes that you can't get around. And there's people that spend their whole day, I think, just trying to troll me and just being like, you, sir. It's like, how dare you? Guys, 1% of speed change, which is, it's way more than that. In the given ellipse, in the given year, you can't change the numbers. The calendar year is set. The rotation is set. So you can't do what they do in evolution. Say, well, in 20 billion years, you know, a hurricane can just create a Ferrari. No, you can't just keep adding years. 1 year, one ellipse, change in speed. How do you not measure it? How do you not feel it? How do things not fall over? We're talking about Mach 88. 1% change would liquefy all flesh. There's more than 1% change in speed in the given ellipse, in the given year, in a given moment. And I get it. You're going to get mad. You're going to get sad. You're going to bargain. You're going to detach. I just don't do it with me. Don't shoot the messenger, man. It's not even, that's Google's first response. This is not conspiracy theory. The length, bear in mind, they're saying that we're going 30 kilometers a second. A second. So if there's any change, a fraction, any fraction you can conceive of that speed, you would feel. Seismograph prove not spinning Earth. Lighthouse prove. Yeah, there is no evidence, none, that the Earth is spinning or going around the sun. None, zip, zero. 88 is linked to time travel. That's why the DeLorean has it. Oh, wow, deep level gravy. You can't argue against it. You don't understand. The anger is one. I get it. The reason I don't react that much is because it's one part of grief. Yeah, that would register big time. 1 mile an hour registers. It would knock you down. If you're walking 1 mile an hour on a treadmill and someone randomly unplugs it, you will trip and fall down. Exactly. The cycle I've been through this year. Yeah, that's why I am all about what's next. Building, praying, family. Family's the most important thing in the world. If you're putting your personality and your identity on this stupid shit, you're going to experience pain. It shouldn't be there. Man, you can't disprove Newton. Grief. I'm saying one very specific thing, and there's no way you can get around it. So you're going to use a logic fallacy called a red herring, where at this point you'll say, within what's a comet? Within the North Pole? And then 66,000 miles an hour in one given year. There is speed changes in any ellipse. It's not relative. It has to change speeds. Every single ellipse has to change speeds. That's the nature of an ellipse. All ellipses, 100% of the time. If there is a change of speed on any level, you would be able to measure it, feel it. It would affect you. The change of speeds that this is claiming would vaporize your flesh. And it's not relative. That doesn't mean anything. Well, it's only relative. No, it isn't. It's not. Well, if you're on an airplane, you don't feel it. Nope. If your airplane changes speeds, you absolutely feel it. 100% of the time. You can measure it. And takeoff, landing, change of speeds, turning, always. BB is right on the math. I know I am. Because you can't add years. You can't do that satanic thing of adding years. Well, I mean, it's so minuscule. And you can't know. It's 1 year, one ellipse. That's it. It's all relative was reference to Einstein's bedroom activity, not the Earth. Exactly. Thank you. Dog on the table. Benjamin, get off the table. Benjamin, get down from that table. He's at the age where he doesn't care anymore. It's hilarious. Oh, George got out yesterday and got far. I got to just realize that at some point, George may just free bird. But he's doing so good. He's doing so well behavior-wise, but he's just bolts. There's something going on. I'm trying to really work with him and do the best I can. But I don't have the time in the day to just make sure that every movement is for me with George. I don't know. He'll be okay. But it's like that every now and then you'll see a dog that just always bolts. And it gets a little intense. We're the moderators. Who cares? Let him just bitch. It's actually interesting and helpful to understand how gammas and trolls and people going through the stages of grief function. It's okay. I just don't want it here very often. But if you want to see it today, I mean, this is just so, it's just such profound evidence that people will do anything to get around it. They'll be like, but I mean, you, sir. The anger stage of grief is so annoying to me because I bring so much truth to people, uncomfortable, hard truths that people avoid because of social shame that for whatever reason I don't care about. I become the object of their rage. And it's annoying, but it is what it is. It's like, everybody can understand. No, everybody can understand that if there's a change in a car speed and you're holding coffee, the coffee will spill. Now that you see it, let me just show you a picture of something. Beautiful. Let me just show you something. I just had this idea. Okay. Here's a beautiful picture. Would you like to see how beautiful that our Earth is? This is nothing to be scared of, by the way. The whole, like, people freaking out and going through stages of grief. It's like, this is our stationary Earth. Okay? It's gorgeous. Do you see that lake? Do you think that there would be an effect on the lake if there was a change in the speed of Earth? Of course there would be. You throw a pebble in there, you would see the ripples. Look at it. It's stationary. That's not moving. Enjoy it. It's beautiful. You, sir, I mean the math, you're just a washed up comedian. And maybe it's just like, me. Not only is it not spinning, it's not going around the sun. No, I mean the eclipse, even though the sun is 400 times bigger, it's 400 times farther away, so it lines up perfectly. And the moon, it doesn't spin because it's a perfect spin. It's just like, go through the stages of grief. Daddy ain't never coming home. BB punting the gamma hive. Yeah, let it pour your rage on me. That's fine. Come on. Send it my way. I can handle it. I'm the big bear. That's why they call me the big bear, guys. I can handle it. Anger in the grief cycle is fear. Right, you're scared right now. You're terrified. There's nothing to be scared about. That proves that the Earth is not spinning around. It's not going around the sun. There's no cycle to this. We are not spinning around the sun. Look, there's no spin. There's no movement. I mean, you can't measure it because it's not relative if it's in an ellipse. In 1 year, there is a change of speed. You would measure it and you would feel it. It is a lie. It is factually incorrect. I mean, it went an hour to 0.97 miles. It's just like, let it go. The more BB lays it on, the more the Earth is a potato. You sir. Flat and not moving. Well, it's definitely not moving. It's not flat because there's mountains and giant crevasses. And it flat has an odd connotation, too, because you always picture just like something being flat. If they want to continue to eat dry biscuits, God bless them. Yeah, but these are people that are close to me. Like, these are people that I know well. These are bears that have been here for years that are like, you see? It's like, that's one reason why I wanted to really just lay this out and say, I understand you're going through grief. But I have a point where I'll ban anyone. I had to ban my own father from my life. You don't think I'll ban you? It's like, I will allow you to bitch and cry for a bit. But if you continue and if you do passive aggressive little posts on your page and tag me where it's like just nonsense, just absolute sputtering bullshit, I'll ban you and you'll be sad. And then you'll come back in a year when you're done with the grief and you'll be like, just know now that you have to deal with your own grief. All right, so bears don't have to agree on everything, right? But I do not allow abuse. You can think that the Earth is a spinning ball, spinning at a changing speed around a nuclear explosion 94 million miles away. God bless. Enjoy yourself. But never call me stupid. Never get angry at me. Never try to embarrass me on my own platforms. Never for 1 second say that I'm not facing the facts. You're going to, right now, so many people are viewing this absolute reality. And they're trying to spin in their head like, well, I mean, the curvature and the if there's the, I mean, it's so minuscule. And I mean, guys, it's over. It's over. Let it go. I saw the same thing with the moon landing. Saw the same thing with people with evolution. I mean, just no. That is it. It's it. There's a speed change in a fixed year. So you can't use the classic thing of adding billions of years to make every number so small that no one can ever... Well, I mean, you, sir, you think you know more than Newton? I think I'm less of a liar than Newton. I'm not claiming to be smarter than Newton. I'm claiming that I'm not a liar. Newton was a confirmed alchemist. But how can Earth be flat if our eyes have? I don't care. Just you figure it out. Like one guy today was like, well, you, sir. And he was like, well, if we're not spinning around the sun, well, then how do the poles work? I mean, there's no South Pole, so there's the North Pole. And I'm like, go figure it out. That's the beauty of all this. How do you think I can talk for 2.5 hours, 3 hours every day for free? I'm enjoying it. I know it doesn't always look like I'm enjoying it. I know sometimes I look like I'm getting very angry, but I'm not. I'm just being stern. I'm being very German. Oh, and I want to apologize to the great nation of Germany. A few people brought up excellent points in my comments yesterday. When I said Germany wasn't, it was a construct, and that's like Bavarians and Prussians and shit, and they're like, you just did the same thing Charlie Kirk did to America. And you know my response? Excellent point. The you, sir, people would be like, no, you, sir. Yeah, but no, I was wrong. That was absolutely a great call. In my defense, I was getting almost too tribal, where I was like, well, yeah, Bavarians and Prussians. But no, you're right. I was doing the same exact thing that Charlie Kirk did to America. And the reason is I'm not German and Charlie Kirk is an American. So it's like I saw Germany as a construct. made by like the European Union to just rape. And it's like, it's not. Germans are like, no, it's, I'm in grief. It'll be fine. This is the thing that is good about the lie grief. You're not grieving a loved one. You're grieving a demon. You're grieving something that tormented you. You know, it's like, it's not the same as good grief. This is bad grief. It's like what you're grieving is a lie that when you see past it and you bury the lie, you get past the lie, your life does not, it's not like like grieving your mother. And then it's always, you know, you always miss her and you always love her and you always want to see her. And like, as years go on, it's less acutely painful, but there's always that grief. Nothing like that. It's like grieving the guy who used to rape you as a kid. Where like you thought he was your buddy, but the more you get past it, the more you're like, wow, life is much better now. And I know that it's hard for you to see it now because you just feel like maybe a little chaotic, a little out of control. No, it's bad. And you can believe what you want and I will be your friend, but you have no right to ever abuse me with this. Can't call me stupid. Can't tell me I'm not looking at the facts. You aren't looking at the facts. Change of speed. Unmeasurable. Planes. Hot air balloons. Lighthouses. 8 inches per mile square. Well, that's a parabola. That didn't stop. You're going through grief. All good. Either way, it doesn't matter. You're going through nihilism right now. It's all good. He'll pop out the other side. One stage of grief is just saying nothing matters. It does matter. It matters. No measurable curve and no motion detected. Exactly. You are holding on to something that you've never seen, touched, tasted, heard, felt. Nothing about it is real. NASA and others simply overlied. Yeah, they always go too far. Because that's what happens when you don't, like without revealing any details, a lot of these social media companies that we're now pursuing, the hunted is becoming the hunter. Watch out, because the rabbit's got a, run, because the rabbit's got a gun. I love that. You realize that a lot of these leftists have legally pushed for the seeds of their own destruction. So you have to just understand that the lies always come back. The very things that they fought for legally, legislatively, socially, all that stuff is now the very tools we will use to destroy them. And it's hilarious. When you start digging down into terms of service and all these legal, I'm not going to get into any details, but it's like they did it all. They set up their whole thing. Because when you don't have logos, when you don't have truth, when you don't have purpose and objective, you know, when you can't see an error and correct it. When you're okay, like for example, when I said Germany was a construct, the nonsense way, the liar way would be like, well, I mean, I was right though, because there's an ionosphere. Like you just make up another lie to cover your lie to cover your lie to cover your lie, and before you know it, you're in hell. If you live a life where you can course correct, you'll never end up like that. When you say, oh, wow, I was wrong about that. This is provable. I can use my senses. You know, it's like, and so these social media companies have built their entire foundation on sand doesn't begin to describe it, guys. It's like to the point where you have to think like, do we just destroy them all? Or do we help them in some way behave better? It's that ridiculous. And it's like that now with the spinning nonsense NASA machine. You know, when people are like, you, sir, if it was 0.97 and no lips, I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, do I try and help this person get past this or do I just ban them? Like, it's like that, not even debatable. And someone's like, if you can't hear my argument. I've heard your argument my whole life. We all have. It's a giant social engineering lie. We all know flat earth is a psyop. there's elements of PSYOP in the Flat Earth community for sure. Like, so it's kind of like a lot of the Nicker Nation people. I have a theory about this. This is why I'm not going to get involved in any of that anymore, because when I gave Fuentes props for accurately trolling Charlie Kirk, the response, you know, the good normal people were like, nice, way to get past your ego and just give props where props are due. But the amount of Knickers, I think they're fake, by the way. Or not, I don't know. That were like, no one cares. You suck. Nick Fuentes is great. You suck your mommy's tits. It was like, and so my first instinct was just to fire up the live stream and just start hammering at Fuentes again. But I was like, no, this feels like a PSYOP. It's almost like the Savanier fans. You know, the what was that guy's name? I literally forgot his name. Who's Savanier again? Eric Dubé. They were so annoying that it made me not want to even look into Flat Earth. Like, they were so, it's just like a lot of Nicker Nation. I think they may be troll farms. And I think it might have been one of the reasons I was so over the top at my vitriol towards Nick Fuentes, is because it's like, they're immature. No, it's way worse than that. When I was a kid, I was very nice. My son is 3. He calls people sir. He opens the door for people. He does. It's not about youth. Many times young people are the nicest people in the world. They're supposed to have a little bit of innocence and maybe some manners. But it was just like the Eric Dubé fans, where the people that claim to be associated with him are so terrible that's the PSYOP. You know, it's like the Eric Dubé fans. The PSYOP in Flat Earth is all these like, you're a fucking globetard. Oh, you're so sick. Like this vitriol, this rage, you know, this like, you're a shill. Oh, that guy's a shill. Everyone's a shill. I mean, that's the PSYOP. The PSYOP is not that the earth is not spinning and not a ball, because that's reality. The PSYOP is the rage and the division and the, this is a shill. This is my camp. This is your camp. Fuente's doing great new videos. Nick Young and Immature, but he's killing it. Flat Earth PSYOP. Yeah, I did a post saying I support Nick Fuentes yesterday. I'll give props when people do good things. Usually, my criticism of that guy is he peddles despair, and he does. He still is a little bit. I don't care. I'm not even gonna. I don't even watch his videos. I'm not even focusing on the guy. I was just trying to make a point that when someone does something good, you encourage it. It's not about ego. It's not about petty stuff. And when people are like, you started a powder, he started every single thing. I just want bigger, because I am bigger and I'm stronger and I'm funnier. So it's like, he started coming at my family first. He was shitty to my people first. Every single thing he started, I never start anything. I just go bigger. And then he would retreat and go, oh, everybody. It's like, so then when I see him climbing out of that infantile boyhood state and actually doing some good and taking down Charlie Kirk and stuff, I give him props. And so I think there is a PSYOP revolving around Nick Fuentes. And I think some people that claim to be fans are trying to make people hate him, because they're so disgusting acting. They're just like, and I'm sure I have some of those. I'm sure I have people that say they're bears and go on to other channels and they're like, fire up the ovens, boys. Got to kill them Jew. Which, it's not even a real person. There were no ovens. No, but like, you know, I guarantee there's people that's why the bears are so indestructible. Because people know better now. And enough people know me, and enough people know the good bears, mountain bear, over bear, Kyneton bear, like all the anchor bear, like all these people, hand-drawn bear, like all these people making and creating and doing it, that when you see these fake bears, you can spot it like that. You can be like, oh, that's somebody just trying to associate psychotic ideas. I've never once told anyone to even punch a Jewish person. I've never told anybody to blame their problems on Jewish people. I've told people to not watch their pornos, not take their loans. I want to make a shirt that says Hitler should have homesteaded. It's like, yeah, they're doing terrible things, a lot of them. And the Holocaust is used as a psychological weapon, and it's most of it is total bullshit. That doesn't mean you should blame a random Jew for it or violently attack them. I've never, Not only have I not promoted that, it would be a massive mistake. That would ensure more of our freedoms being taken away. It's true. Nick only downside are his incel gamer. Yeah, he also does push. I'm not going to talk about him. I'm done. I don't want to overanalyze just a random guy that I don't even know. Homesteading Hitler is the move. Yeah. You can't force them into being something they're not. And Nick does push despair. And hopefully he gets out of that. The fact that he gave his people something to do, to call out Charlie Kirk, call out Steven Crowder, go to these events, that's great. But don't just sit there and blackpill everybody and just be like, oh, everything stinks. There's more white people in America right now than in 1950. There's just also more other people. Some people are like, oh, they're way too good. They're way too white. Have kids. How many kids do you have? One of the reasons I'm so hard on that dude is because if you're bitching about white genocide, you got a dick. Why don't you go ahead and make some white people, Nick? You're 20. I think I figured out who created Bitcoin crypto. CIA document with eCash with NECA motto at bottom paper from 1996. Man, it's all of them. Oh, yeah, obviously, it's the hats. Oh, my God, BB is literally Hitler. I can't, don't be sarcastic here because I don't know. I'm guessing. I'm not going to ban you for that because it's just so over the top. New long distance photo record, 325 miles, 8.27 miles of missing curve. Yeah, there's a real case of the missing curve. All right, let's talk about the devil went down to Georgia. And again, 100% of credit for this idea goes to Quantum of Conscience. Matt from Quantum of Conscience. Let's look at the devil went down to Georgia lyrics. Devil went down to Georgia lyrics. All right, listen to this. The devil won. This is very, very helpful for understanding how the devil works. So it goes, darn, darn, darn. The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. Bam, bam, bam. When he came upon this young man swaying on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddler too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play a pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I'll bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, and you'd regret, because I'm the best it's ever been. He's already engaged in two of the deadly sins. Just wait. Well, the count gets pretty high. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because he's broke loose in Georgia, and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold. Greed. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul. The devil opened up his case and he said, I'll start this show. And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. Then he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Bam, bam, bam. When the devil finished, Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son. But sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done, vanity. He played Fire on the Mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun, occultist. Chicken in a bread pan, picking out dough. Grain does your dog bite, no child, no. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. What devil is ever honorable, by the way? In a subjective competition, it's subjective. The devil's like, you know what? That requires logos. And he said, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best there's ever been. Wrath, pride, envy, greed. The devil played Fire on the Mountain, run, boy, run. Okay, so basically what's happening here is Johnny lays his soul on the line for gold. And with pride and vanity, he believes he can outplay the devil. When you engage with the devil, he always wins. Isn't that fascinating? He's showing he can be weak. No, the devil wins. The way to win, we should rewrite this song. The way to win isn't to try and outplay the devil for gold. It's like, the way to win, it'd be like, no, sir, I do not want to engage in a competition, Mr. Devil, for a golden fiddle. So what happens after Johnny gets the golden fiddle? He probably gets real famous, probably a little lazy. you son of a bitch. Yeah. It's actually a more profound song than it ever, I never, what Gamma ever admits defeat. Exactly. The devil just won. This is why, this is like Hitlerian in a sense. It's like when you look at Hitler and you say, oh man, that guy almost beat the Hats. No. Johnny was Hitler. Where it's like, oh, I'm going to outbank you. I'm going to outwar you. No, the devil's like, oh, I lost. I lost. It's like, look at what the devil has given John. Now Johnny has a golden fiddle, and he believes he can with honor, he can outplay the devil in a subjective song. The devil has his soul. The devil is not honorable. The devil never says, well, you lost, so now I'll be taking your soul, because that's honest. Johnny was Hitler, LOL, what? Did you actually laugh out loud? No, but in the metaphor, he's metaphorically Hitler, where he thought he could, because the Jews in the Weimar Republic were demonic. They were pushing transgenderism. They sold out the Germans for World War I. They were dismantling the bank. Inflation made it. It's insane, right? So there was an issue there. And so in comes Johnny to be like, I'll out-Jew you. No, then you learn that you lose everything. Like this song is fascinating because look at all the sins. And Johnny says, I know it's a sin, but I'll still do it. That's all right. So he goes, all right. All right. The boy said, my name is Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, and you're going to regret because I'm the best there's ever been. You know, I've been thinking a lot about Braveheart because that's a Hollywood movie with Logos, but it's like the one mistake that William Wallace made is he said, this is my island. It's God's. Not supposed to entertain the devils or works of darkness. Right. You conspiracy theory, son of a bitch. Jews controlled over 90% of banking in Germany. Right. But see, how do you beat it? You don't beat it with the same sins. The biggest problem people have is they want to be what they're taking down. You know, I highly recommend people as they're taking. The reason I've really enjoyed the takedown of Charlie Kirk and all this stuff is because they're using E. Michael Jones talking points. You know, Charlie Kirk had the balls of naming his little Q&A culture war. Sorry, but that's E. Michael Jones straight up. And when people were asking Charlie Kirk, you know, like what part, like how is anal sex good for conservative America? And then his little black homosexual butt buddy on stage was like, are you scared to ask the gay man? It's like, no, I'm not. The irony of the phrase homophobic is it means, are you scared of homosexuals? I'm not homophobic. I'll look right into his black, gay little eyes and be like, how does anal sex help America? And he's like, it's America. It's all about freedom. No. Promoting anal is how you lower the birth rate. And that's why they're importing all these immigrants. It's like, that wasn't William Wallace, BB. It was the Irishman. Oh, yeah. Was that it? I got to recheck that out. Replaying things in your mind from years ago doesn't work as well as it once did. I'm getting old. It was the Irishman. This is my island. So it wasn't William who said that. It was the Irishman. I'll rethink that. Songs are simply written to get people's attention and sell stuff. Nothing more. Look what we're doing. The formula worked. Spanish, I don't know what you're talking about. You just sound like you have nihilism. You know, a lot of people are scared to look in the eyes of a homosexual and say, the way you live is bad. It's you're going to die younger. You're not going to have a family. And I don't want you to spread it to my children. There is homophobia. The irony of the phrase homophobia is the homophobes are the ones that are so scared of homosexuals that they won't say the truth. You know, the truth is to say, oh, and the guy was not scared to say it to the homo either. He was like, oh, you're going to address it to Charlie, but not me. Because he's so used to actual homophobes, which are leftists, a lot of women, a lot of Jews. And And it's like, no, I'll address it to you. What? How does anal sex is, according to Barron Metal, written by E. Michael Jones, or no, not Barron Metal, it was the Sexual Liberation book, is a political tool for oppression. How is this a conservative? And then the homo, the black homo, was like, well, I mean, E. Michael Jones, he goes, E. Michael Jones is ancient. America is we're talking about the future. The word is conservatism, to conserve, traditional. We don't want change. Well, now we do because it's went out of control, but they stole the word phobia and twisted it. They did it. Well, they named the wrong, they really didn't though. They're asking you, are you homophobic? Like, are you scared of gays? It's like, oh no, I'm not homophobic. That means you are homophobic. Because someone, no one thinks it's a good way to live. Not even them. Most, that's why their suicide rate is so high. Most of them would rather be dead than live that lifestyle. It's disgusting. And so, you want to see a video of Joe Rogan talking about how he loves it? Yeah. One second. You know how people, whenever I talk about Joe Rogan being a sodomite, and people don't, they're like, he's living rent-free in your head. He's living rent-free in your head. I'm like, you're living rent-free with your mom. But no, he is a sodomite, and I'll show you right now. I'm AIDS-phobic. No, I'm not remotely scared of homosexuals. Like, if someone's like, oh, so you won't direct your statement at me, an actual homosexual? And most people just cower. They cower. They go, oh, no, I'm open-minded. I just, no, I'd be like, no, I'll do it to you. What? How is anal sex? I just, why would anyone care? That's just insane. All right, here we go. Watch this. This is your hero, Joe Rogan. And then I'll open mail. And then I got to go out. I'm going to go trick-or-treating with my boys. And I'll say it again. If you've ever complained ever about white genocide and demographics and all that, that have children. There's a pretty easy solution to all this, guys. And Joe Rogan, one of his objectives by the controllers is to try and make young men homosexuals. Oh, you sir. Yeah, go through grief. You'll be back. You'll be back. They all come back. When people use sir me, they either degenerate into just animals. When I see them like a few years later and they're just like, or they apologize. There's no other way, because it's like, it's one thing if I'm wrong. Like when I said Germany is a construct, I just apologized. I was wrong for that. But the stuff that I'm talking about isn't a right or wrong situation. The rage that people have for me about the spin of the earth in Antarctica and stuff is not from debate. You know, people can friendly debate whether or not, you know, string theory and is the universe in a bubble, and no one seems to care. But as soon as you start talking about truth, people care quite a bit. They get very, very, very angry. And that's one of the reasons why sometimes I sound on edge and my Instagram streams at night are so much more mellow. And I'm so much more like playing with my kids because I haven't just read like 1,000 insults. What's this?
Somebody. Who are you trying to meet? Someone who I can't tell what the fuck.
I just don't want to know. Thing. I don't want to know. I'm doing anal, and yeah. I don't want to know.
When I pull their pants down, I don't know what the fuck to expect.
Well, are you looking for a boy or a girl?
Who cares?
Wow.
Butts. Buttholes. Just buttholes. I don't care if you're gay or straight or trans or what the fuck ever. Everlast just signed their first ever trans.
It's disgusting. And there's a political purpose for all of it. There's a political purpose for it. It's because if they get people hooked on the butt, they don't have kids. The family is your biggest armor against all the nonsense. You don't awaken until you have children. It's just like you don't know what purpose is until you have a baby that needs you to provide. And you have a woman who's vulnerable to the world because you just had a baby. You don't know what the fuck war is. You don't know what enemy means until you're a man with a woman with a baby. And the nonsense just burns away because lies will get them killed. And I'm not looking for the next 2 years, the next 5 years. I'm looking for the next 80. I want my kids to be able to thrive. And that changes everything. You know? All right. Be careful trick-or-treating. I listened to a pastor who's an ex-Satanist. And thank you, though, Rainbow Bear, but I get it. Fear, 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 and fear, fear, for fear, fear. Now, I'm talking about my neighbors that I know, guys. Man, so many people just don't live in communities anymore. Like when my dog ran away yesterday, I got to meet a new neighbor who has horses and Nigerian dwarf goats. His name's Billy. He's awesome. He's a retired dude from the South. He's just like, hey, man, what's up? He's like, have you tried using some beef jerky? And so he brought out some beef. I just met him. I'm just on a four-wheeler on his property. Never met him. And he's like, oh, let me grab some beef jerky, man. And he's like, yeah, he's just been running around the pasture. He got kicked in the chest by a horse. Man, that dog's crazy, man. And I'm like, BB, how many of your neighbors are witches, right? And then my neighbor over here, I'm currently making apple cider with him. My neighbor over here, we're building a bridge over our fence so that our kids can play. My neighbor over there is Ryan, who's in charge of unbearablesmerchandise.com. A lot of you guys met him on tour. My neighbor over there is an ex-sheep farmer who's has a tractor. He's really helpful if you get caught in a ditch. It's like, be careful out there. It's like, dude, they're great. I wouldn't, one of the reasons, you know, we were looking at, because there's about to be a housing crash in the next year. So we're thinking about trying to pull up some money and get a, and after it crashes again, try and get a good deal on some land or something. And me and my wife are like, we don't want to leave our neighbors, man. They're fucking great. Making apple cider is great. Yeah. Ryan's a legend. Yeah, he's great. Oh, and there's new shirts at unbearablesmerchandise.com. He just got a job working for the Navy base, but he's like, it's fucking gay. Why is there so many cowardly people about Crush? They're overrepresented on the internet, and they're going. A lot of them are going through through grief. Joe Rogan is disgusting. Yep. Met Ryan and shook his hand in Portland or while I was buying Got Logo shirt. Yeah, he's great. He drove to Ohio from Washington to sell shirts. Drove. Me and Coddington and Bear and Mac, like little pussies, took the plane, but we weren't even expecting him to come. We're like, yeah, it's way too far. I wasn't even going to sell shirts or anything. And he was like, yeah, I'll just drive. I'm like, yeah, but if you drive, he's like, dude, I was a trucker for 20 years. I know how to drive. Hey, BB, just curious, what's temp where you are? Right now it's like 45. I don't know. I'm not good with temperature. So same with I'm not good with height a lot of times because everyone's just so small. Do you agree mass legal immigration is same as globalism? Yes. Globalism. Globe. I think the housing crash is going to begin in Vancouver. It's around 6 months out. I don't know. China has just so much money. Anywhere the slopes, anywhere the Chinese are buying, I don't know if the market's actually going to crash because they just have, there's more billionaires in China than America. That's the thing that's causing, they've taken down our social hierarchy, family, religion, nation is next. Speak for yourself. My family's thriving. My religion is thriving. I just don't get where you're even coming from. Do you even know who you're talking to when you say these things? They've taken our family. Speak for yourself. My family's doing wonderful. Growing. Hopefully. Dear Lord, please give us another baby. Amen. It's like hopefully growing more. We don't know, but we're trying every day. China just reported their worst GDP in 26 years. According to the Jewish media. It's like, what are you talking? It's kind of like when I talk about globe Earth and stuff and flat Earth and stuff, and people are like, well, according to NASA, I'm like, that's like being like, according to this homeless meth addict. What? Canada is restricting foreign buyers now. According to who? All right, let's watch. No, there's no way they are. Like, means, motive, and opportunity says they're not. Justin Trudeau is one of the biggest globalist cucks that's ever walked the planet, or Earth. It's still a Still kind of hard. There's no chance in hell that he's limiting foreign buyers. That's one reason why people always think I can like see the future and I'm like a super special bear. It's because I'm just not lying to myself. You know, when I make predictions and they come through, like Steven Crowder's like, oh, I have big news that just fell in my lap. And I'm like, guarantee it's another just stupid political thing that's LARPy. And it was even worse. He was like, Tulsi's being censored on YouTube. And everyone's like, how did you predict that? I'm like, because I'm honest with myself about who he is, what his motivations are, what his means are, and what his opportunities are. Speak for yourself. Awesome advice, BB. Yeah, it's like people are thriving. It's like, first they took our family. Who? Yeah, I had to pay 70 grand to get my wife out of the debt that she got from the lie, you know, of feminism and all the social engineering and all that shit. But she's a stay-at-home mom. She's a stay-at-home wife. She's a home builder. She's crushing. She's gorgeous. Making babies. Loving life. You see Nick Fuentes roasting BB? What a jerk. You're banned. You're just trying to start bullshit. What a jerk, right? Right, guys? Right, fellow bears? Hey, fellow bears. Hey, fellow bears. Did you see Nick Fuentes roasting on Benjamin? I mean, what a jerk. Right, fellow bears? God, these people. That's one thing about some of these knicker people is they just... But I'm not going to attribute it to Fuentes. If there's anything I want to apologize for to that guy, it's that I attributed too much of him to his fans. Because a lot of them really are these disgusting incels that just want conflict anywhere they can get it. And if I did make a mistake with Fuentes, it wasn't putting him in his place and trying to teach him about hierarchy and all that shit. It was that every now and then when I'd see his knickers react like psychopaths, I would start viewing him as doing that. And that I do apologize for that. Because and if you ever see a bear or someone who claims to be a bear in someone else's chat being like, gas the Jews, right, fellow people? It's not real. It's not real. It's in fact, it's probably a psyop to like discredit them. And like a lot of his quote unquote fans were coming at my family, so that's what encouraged me to really, really hammer his family. And you guys get it. Some of his fans are just limp-wristed SJWs. Well, no, it's a lot of them. That's why he can't peddle despair. He peddles too much despair. He will draw those type of people, the incels. Watching from Poland, thank you, Owen. You have the best gravy. God bless Poland. I love Poland. What the fuck is that stream? You are mad, dude. Is that stream you are? I listen to Nick Fuentes. I can't. He's boring. Delivery, creepy nasal voice. Maybe a good kid, but not for me. Yeah, I mean, I don't listen to him anymore. But it's like you got to take what you get. It's like he's one of the more honest voices of that generation. He's taking arrows and you know, like what he's doing with the fake conservatives is admirable. And I hope he grows and becomes less of a little cunt. But I think he is. Owen should break down the crystal. I don't know what that means. If the orbit was different speeds at different places, then some seasons would go by quicker than others. It's all bullshit. I like Nick and Owen. Good. I like Nick too in a way. I've developed more respect for him after this week. Like tremendously more respect, actually. The California fires that are only destroying houses and forgetting to burn the forest are getting people relocated to pre-build track houses. That's some gravy. What Halloween candies do we use? I don't think we have any. I don't know. I might just hand out, like, it'd be funny if I'm like, just take some money and get out of here, kid. How many hours do you sleep? 7 to 8 lately. I'm trying to lose weight. And for me, a lot of that has to do with sleep. When I don't, like, when I was just on this tour, I gained 15 pounds in like 2 weeks. Because when I don't sleep, my body just, no one cares. I'm not going to just get into how my body works. Maybe some of you guys do if you're trying to lose weight. When I don't sleep enough and I have like high stress, my body just holds water, holds fat. It's just like, make me fat. So the best way to raise natural human growth hormone and shit like that is real good sleep, like deep rest. Fast. Yeah, I don't eat after 6, and I don't start eating until 9 a.m. the next day. That's about the extent of my fasting. Tell me about your anatomy, BB. Okay, overbear. Someone's sounding very gay. Yeah, cortisol. Right, that's why you shouldn't stress yourself out. Like, learning about the solar system, alleged, and all this stuff, and uncovering lies calms me. Let me show you. Someone made this and sent it to me. Let me find this. And then we'll read some letters, have some more fun. But sign up for YouTube.com, Owen Benjamin Comedy. This is just my backup channel. And always, always sign up for unauthorized.tv. I did just put up the conversation I had with E. Michael Jones for you guys to just watch. We uploaded it 2 weeks early for all the subscribers on Unauthorized. But a lot of the subscribers have told me straight up, they're like, we want this message out. Don't worry about it. You know, because I like to give stuff to subscribers. I'm trying to get Mountain Bear. I want to pay Mountain Bear somehow. And so maybe, but I don't want to limit. See, this is what we face. I don't want to limit people seeing his great cartoons. So maybe the model moving forward would be the subscribers to Unauthorized get things like 2 weeks early. And then we show it to as many people as we can. Or something like that. My special will be exclusive to Unauthorized. But, you know, E. Michael Jones is such a treasure. And I just want as many people to see it as possible. And so many unauthorized people told me that that's what they want. Yeah, me too. Sleep sheds pounds. Yeah, and it's all right, someone made this. Let me show you this real quick. Oh, you want to see some wedding photos too? Yesterday was our anniversary. Yeah, let me. I'll just show you too. All right. And then I'll open some mail and then I'll go. It's going to be a big family day for me. And then I'll show you the mountain bear thing. Oh, and we are going to be adding someone else to Unauthorized soon. I'm excited to talk to you guys about that when it becomes a little closer. Here's me and the beautiful bride on our wedding day. Show you another one. Get married, boys. Make honest women out of the. Make them honest. Look at that. Gorgeous day. She made her own dress too. That's American ingenuity. When you look at wedding dresses and they're like all super expensive, Amy was like, "I'll just make mine." Such a champion. Someone made this meme. So true. And one thing about me, I notice weird vibes, bad energy, and sneaky shit. That's my whole thing. It's like uncovering the lie of the Jew relaxes me. It really does make me like, you look awestruck, like you truly found the right one. Rare. Yeah. Hey, BB, love your streams. I'm subbed to Unauthorized. Can I be verified as GB Bear? Welcome. God bless you and your family. Thank you very much for that. Amy is a beautiful bride. Oh, yeah, she is. She's awesome. Like, discovering the lie of the Jew, it relaxes me. And I don't know how else to put it. You know, like, some people, things stress them out a lot. They're like, I just found out about Sandy Hook. I can't. I'm like, isn't it fascinating that the school closed in 2008? Provably, there was no Sandy Hook Elementary School. It closed in 2008. And there's no death records for the Social Security. And people are like, how do you function? I mean, it's like, it's interesting. I mean, it's just fascinating that they can get away with this shit. And then you learn about it and then you realize how to get past it. You know, that's one of the reasons that YouTube started cracking down on censorship. Too many people were proving things to be fake. Like the Sandy Hook stuff was nuts. Nuts. Like when, because they didn't realize that citizens could check out the Social Security Death Index and all that shit and how it's provable that the truth will set you free. Yeah, totally. Well, I didn't know Sandy Hook was closed. Oh, dude, the school was closed for asbestos in 2008. There, you can prove with records of internet, of all this stuff. And the reason that Alex Jones is so hated in the truth community, or just any community, that's a rabbit hole. Oh, yeah, it's Sandy Hook woke me up. Yeah, woke up a lot of people. But even me just saying this right now, is probably people are, there's probably like a scrubbing algorithm that's like, 100% false flag. Not only was it a false flag, it was 100%. All of it was fake. All of it. I live in Connecticut, and it was... Oh, yeah, they promised... the Joe Biden promised the governor that he would be able to take away their ARs by January. And they spoke about it publicly, and no one was like... Everyone's like, what? And then they're like, eh. So, because Alex Jones got sued by the family. It's such a joke, guys. It makes 9/11 look like completely true. It's that nuts. And so the fact Alex Jones apologized and stuff, the whole point of that whole lawsuit was the ambulances were over a quarter mile away from the... There was no school. They bulldozed the school. Everything about it's bullshit. So anyway, house is paid off. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were bought in cash for $0 in 2008. It was all Obama too. And the way they can justify it is they say that guns are the problem. We whatever means we must do to get rid of America's gun problem, we will do whatever it takes. The way that Satan works, that's how it works. So anyway, I don't even want to get into it. The evidence, read the book by, it's called Nobody Died in Sandy Hook by Dr. I was just listening to an interview with him. Can't remember his last name. But he wrote it with like six PhDs. He was a Marine officer, and he's like a professor, like an esteemed professor. Like, no one fucks with this guy, right? So Alex Jones apologizing was the psyop. When he was like, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. This guy was getting sued, and he was like, yes! Author Jim Fetzer also got sued by Sandy Hook. Right, but he won. That's why it was never in the news. That's why no one knows his name. Yeah, James Fetzer. The pathologist was a clown. Yeah, you mean his name was Carver? Careful, BB, says guy who just got banned. Now, I'll put you in timeout. Never say that to me ever again. The truth. Never tell someone to be truthful as they're careful as they're saying something true. Careful. The fear that you've gotten is because of these fake Alex Jones types. Where they're like, if you speak the truth, they'll come for you and they'll sue you and they'll... No. They never tell you about Fetzer or whatever. Every time that they try and sue people, the people with the real information... Jim Fetzer, yeah. Liar Owen started. I don't even know what you're talking about, but you're obviously banned for life. No one wastes your energy. I can spot a gamma male from 1,000 yards in the fog. Alex Jones is shill. Oh yeah, but see, it's even worse than that. It's like his whole purpose was to be like, look, if you tell the truth, you can be sued. Fetzer or whatever, Fetzer, F-E-T-Z-E-R, welcome the lawsuit. I would welcome a lawsuit if someone was trying to sue me for like saying something true, because then it has to go to court. And the parents aren't even the real, they're not real. So they won't go on camera for depositions. At that point, it always gets thrown out. I don't want to be a part of that world. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of energy. It's like, yeah, we get it. It's all fake. But the Sandy hoax is like, no one died. The shooter never existed. One of the children that died went to my church. You're now banned. No children died. Guys, there wasn't a school. The school closed in 2008. And like these weaponized autists, these idiots use these vaccines to try and poison kids. And now the very autism that they get is used, weaponized against them. It's hysterical. His book is still available online to read his website. Yeah, just read it. It's all the proof is right there. That's why it never hits the court. Even the footage of the day of Sandy Hook, you can see. It's so sloppy. There's no handicap parking. There's no ramps for wheelchairs for the school. There was legislation that was passed after the school was closed that would make it so they would have to have wheelchair accessible doors. And had, like, the devil is in the details. And so it's so easy to spot when you see it that they want to shut down all speech. Because once you understand how many people were part of that hoax, you start seeing some other hoaxes. Some pretty, and why would the families do that? They raised $120 million and it was split between the families, the quote unquote families. There was no kids. FEMA drill 2 days before. Right. In a fake school. Well, why is no one reported? To who? To which media outlet? There's a reason that people don't want anyone knowing that one tribe of people controls all the media in America. Who do you tell your story to? When I was making fun of David Hogg, another false event on Twitter, I was banned. 125,000 followers with a blue check mark. They kicked me off, gone permanently. Who would I go to? CBS, ABC, Fox, CNN, MSN? There's nowhere to go. And the people that were involved in the demolition of the school and the house had to sign gag orders because they saw there were no bullets or blood. It's very easy. And then there's this illusion that there's going to be a whistleblower. Oh, soon, you know, someone will blow the... You can't blow a whistle in the wind. BB, how are they able to keep all these people quiet? I'm explaining right now. Who do you tell? ABC? Does 60 Minutes do an expose? Obama was part of it. And the whole mission was to get rid of guns in Connecticut. That was the political goal. And it worked like a fucking charm. All fake, all fake. But you can't stop the truth. The human mind cannot make a true thing fake, and it can't make a fake thing true. All truth comes out. Wow, this stream is full of gravy. Yeah. BB, can you set up a running line for George? Yeah, he has one, but it's intense. I'm working on it. They would get suicided if they talk? No, that's not what it is. It's who do they tell? And then they just discredit you. They don't kill as many people as they want you to believe. That, like, that whole fear porn of, like, if you talk, I don't think Epstein's dead. They're for whatever reason, they're not allowed to kill as many people as you think. They discredit you. They shame you. They silence you. They sue you. They try and break you. They need to make you choose it. It's biblical. It every single thing about life pushes me more towards the Bible, more towards the absolute reality of, like, Job and Proverbs and all this stuff about, like, you know, the contracts that you have to do it to yourself. You could totally do a skit on how Hollywood blackballed you, so you turned into a crisis acting. Yeah, I know. I was thinking about that, like, crisis acting. That'd be a funny sketch. I believe Epstein's still alive. Epstein was a good soldier. They were protecting him. I just think that I originally thought he was still alive, but now I definitely do. Oh, and question for my dude. The guy from Texas who was on Crowder for stopping that shooter, was that legit? You better than anyone? No. Oh, maybe, yeah. Yeah. If it wasn't a national news event, yeah, there's a good chance that guy was legit. If it's not pushing gun control, it's probably legit. Like, if a guy with a gun stopped a shooter, yeah, that's probably real. BB, for Halloween, can you play Handjob Cabin? I should. Yeah, I'll play Handjob Cabin for you guys. As I look for it, I'll play you Mountain Bear's New Crusher.
I'm writing from Canada. It is bleak. We will not get out alive. There is a boy who got a tongue piercing and says he is bisexual for Ben Tapu. I will not make it through the winter. This is the last letter I will ever